It's not the Golden Gate, but it's just as important. The Bay Bridge connects San Francisco to the east, Berkeley, Oakland, and beyond. It's closed this Labor Day weekend for a seismic upgrade, work that uncovered an even more serious problem. And now those going to work tomorrow are wondering if this key commuter bridge will be open. From member station KQED, Kelly Wilkinson reports.
The magnitude of work that's been done on the bridge this weekend is nothing short of an engineering marvel. Workers plan to cut away a football field-sized piece of the old bridge and slide a new section into place. It's been a nail-biter of an operation, and work was on schedule until late Saturday night.
Now we have a new story.
Bart Ney is Caltrans spokesman.
While we were expecting the east span of the Bay Bridge, a crack was discovered in one of the I-bars on the eastern side up high.
That I-bar is part of the original bridge that dates back to the 1930s. I-bars are chain-like links in the bridge's support system above the roadway. They carry high levels of stress. The discovery of a problem this critical would have shut down the bridge even without this weekend's closure. Emergency repairs began immediately, but bridge crews can't calculate yet how long it will take.
We're going to make an attempt to get this repair done before we open the bridge. And in fact, we have to make this repair before we open the bridge.
That old eastern section is actually scheduled to be torn down in a few years to be replaced by a brand new span. But building a new bridge in a region crisscrossed with fault lines and with no extra real estate means engineers have to build it almost exactly where the old bridge currently stands. One of the many engineering puzzles was how to connect the new bridge to the old tunnel, and that was some of the work scheduled for this weekend. Engineers cut out a section of the old bridge and slid in a new piece as a detour. That may sound straightforward, but a bridge that dates back to the Great Depression can't simply be snipped like a piece of fabric.
Think about the bridge as the skeleton, like a human skeleton.
Bill Ibbs is a professor of civil engineering at UC Berkeley.
Your arm and your hip and your legs all work together when you walk down the street. In a similar sort of way, a piece of a bridge is not an isolated entity.
Removing a piece of bridge changes its entire weight distribution, and the remaining section could lurch into that gap. To prevent that from happening, engineers beefed up the steel supports on each side of where they made the cut and tied the bridge back into a rocky hillside. This weekend, it all worked. Caltrans spokesman Bart Ney.
It was the biggest unknown. It was the highest risk that we had. So when we finally were able to free it, it was a big relief.
But that relief was short-lived. The discovery of the 6-inch-long crack on a critical support piece of the bridge kicked off a around-the-clock effort to meet the Tuesday morning deadline. A massive steel splint was fabricated overnight, flown to the Bay Area on a chartered plane, and whisked on-site with a police escort. But bridge officials still can't say when this major link will reopen. Again, Bart Ney.
All we can say is that we're putting forth every effort we've got to try and make Tuesday at 5 a.m.
That leaves commuters in 250,000 vehicles still unsure of whether they'll be on a ferry or a train or a long detour as they try to get to work on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson in San Francisco.